head office noong folder na yon?
No, Your Honor.
Hanggang ngayon, di mo alam?
I think it was brought straight to Mr. Garcia, Your Honor. Maybe we could confirm with
you. But
you
are not sure?
No, Your Honor.
Ngayon. Okay, we'll ask that to from the president of the bank later on, how they handled that document. I remember that you said that prior to this impeachment, or the filing of the articles of impeachment, nagkaroon kayo ng audit sa inyong banko? Inaudit kayo ng Banko Sentral at ng AMLA?
I just remember, Your Honor, that the BSP audited...
Tinanong ko sa iyo yan, di ba?
Yes, Your Honor.
At sinabi mo, nagkaroon kami ng audit. Ng audit. Ha?
The bank was audited by BSP, Your Honor.
Tinatanong ko lang sa iyo, nagkaroon kayo ng audit.
Yes,
please,
Your Honor.
Don't be evasive, because I know when you are evading my question, no? Nagkaroon kayo ng audit, di ba?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ang nag-audit sa inyo, sino?
Mr. Grace, you could better answer that, Your Honor, because it refers
sino,
to the whole bank.
Anong ahensya ng gobyerno ang nag-audit sa inyo?
BSP, Your Honor.
BSP. Sino pa?
The details, Your Honor, I'm sorry, I do not know.
How do you know that there was an audit?
Because I remember that we even celebrated after that. Parang there was a
you
celebration.
You celebrated after that? By, what do you mean by after that?
Parang the rating was
after,
okay.
After what?
After the audit.
After the audit.
Yes, sir.
Do you know why you were audited?
No, Your Honor.
Do you know the date
sure,
when you were audited?
Mr. Garcia would be the best person to answer that, Your Honor.
Okay. You were not involved in the audit?
No, Your Honor.
You were not asked questions about the in the course of the audit?
No, Your Honor.
They did not ask any records from you in the course of the audit?
Not from me, Your Honor.
Kaya nga, ikaw, mismo tinatanong ko.
Yes.
Hindi.
No.
Sino ang humarap doon sa mga auditor nung inaudit yung branch, Katipunan branch?
Said they made the audit in the head office, Your Honor.
Where? Head office sa Ayala?
Paseo de Rojas.
Paseo de Rojas. Alam mo kung sino humarap sa mga auditor?
No, Your Honor.
Walang tinanong sa inyo doon sa Katipunan branch doon sa audit na yon.
May ask lang something from my lawyer.
Hindi, tinatanong kita bilang manager of the branch.
Okay, I remember that there was an email from our compliance to get certain records, but I was not the one who personally handled it, Your Honor.
Email from your compliance officer?
Yes, Your Honor.
About certain records?
Yes, Your Honor.
Alam mo ba kung ano yung mga records na hinihingi?
Sorry, Your Honor, I was not privy to it because they went straight to the officer, Your Honor.
Pwede bang magsalita ka ng klaro?
I have a sore throat, Your Honor. Sorry.
Sore throat?
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh. Dahan-dahan. Oh.
Okay.
Hindi ikaw ang tinanong ng compliance officer ng banko ng mga records na gusto niya?
Hindi ako, Your Honor.
Sino ang tinanong?
The officer at that time, Your Honor.
Who is the officer?
At that time, it was Susan Colteros, Your Honor.
Anong position niya doon sa banko?
She's the branch service and control officer, Your Honor.
Branch?
Service and control officer.
He's a part of the Katipunan branch?
Yes, Your Honor.
Huh?
But she's no longer with the bank, Your Honor.
No, I'm not asking that. Don't anticipate my question. Because otherwise, I'll say you're a nervous witness. Just relax ka lang. Just answer my question.
Okay.
What does he? What is this branch control officer?
Branch service and control officer.
Branch service and control officer. This is the same person who was in charge of the vault.
Yes, Your Honor.
Wala na ngayon siya doon.
No more, Your Honor.
Kailan umalis?
Last year, Your Honor.
Last year? What time last year?
Exact month, I do not recall, Your Honor.
December? First, December last year?
First half of the year, Your Honor.
First half of the year. And after the audit? After the audit?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I want to put in perspective all of these events. Ngayon, hindi ka tinanong as branch manager about that audit?
No, Your Honor.
Everything was answered by the president of the bank.
I'm not sure if he was the one who really answered, Your Honor.
But everything was answered by the head office?
Yes, Your Honor.
None was answered by the Katipunan branch?
No, Your Honor.
Were other records of Katipunan branch taken during the audit and examined?
I cannot say, Your Honor. I have no personal knowledge.
You cannot say?
Yeah.
Was the audit only for a specific account from your branch, or was the audit for the entire Philippine Savings Bank?
Entire, Your Honor.
Entire Savings Bank?
Yes, Your Honor.
And all the records of the branches were brought to the head office for examination by the auditors, or they were merely asking questions?
I'm not so sure, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
Why was the email? Anong pangalan ng rank ng official na nag-email?
Compliance officer.
Was the email of the compliance officer directed to your bank controller's service officer?
Because they're in charge of operations, Your Honor.
They're in charge of operations.
The BSCO.
Of the records.
Yes, Your Honor.
And they were investigating the records of depositors of the bank.
Yes, Your Honor.
All the depositors.
I'm not so sure. I think random.
Huh?
Random.
Random.
Your Honor.
Random. Random. Okay. I want the president of the bank to take the witness stand. I'll excuse you first. But before I proceed, I will just take a personal matter outside and suspend the trial.
May we ask the witness to remain? There is one more member of the court who wishes to ask a question.
Maybe she's not telling the truth.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Mr. President, before we excuse Ms. Johnson, the branch manager, may we recognize Senator Miriam Defensor Santiago.
The lady from Iloilo is recognized.
I am all by counsel. She's in the bathroom and will be coming momentarily. Witness, you are testifying under the same oath to tell the truth.
Yes, Your Honor.
Please do not be nervous. I am very, very
so cold.
Practiced with witnesses who come to court for the very first time. I strongly suggest that you take a sip of water, which is what we do when the witness is disturbed. And please do not think that I'm going to try and trap you with a clever question. I will not do that with you, since you are in effect an impartial witness. I want to reveal you to the public in all your beauty and in the full glory of your college education. I am your friend. It appears from your narration recently that you were deeply disturbed.